Father, we echo and we declare and we proclaim and we speak, let all the kingdoms of the earth know that you, you alone are God. You said in your word that your mountain will be chief amongst all mountains. Your kingdom is chief amongst all kingdoms. Father, you have proclaimed and you have decreed that the kingdom that your Son brought in here will be an everlasting kingdom, a growing kingdom, a kingdom that expands and expands and expands and fills the whole earth. And we want to thank you that we are so part of this incredible kingdom of yours. And we thank you as your Holy Spirit this morning shares with us more and more how to live in the reality of being in your kingdom, how to know you, how to begin to get such insight and understanding of your ways so that we as children in your kingdom, your children, know how to live and to be able to truly participate in everything that you are purposed to do here on earth. And we want to thank you for that. We receive this morning, Father, grace, your grace upon our lives to enable us to comprehend. We receive from you by the Holy Spirit truth as Jesus you want to share with us and telling the Holy Spirit what you're wanting to share. And Holy Spirit, you come and share with us what Jesus has communicated, what the Father has on his heart for us this morning. We ask us not just for us, but we ask us for your family worldwide to be able to hear what you have to say this morning, Jesus, in the power and anointing of Holy Spirit. And we give you praise and glory as your name is exalted and lifted up high, not only upon our lips, but through our lives, to give you the glory that you alone deserve. Amen. 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 Last Sunday, we were looking at the parable of the sower. And as we were going through the parable of the sower, we were focusing on certain aspects of that parable. And this morning I want to build on that, but looking from another portion in John chapter 16 about the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of truth. So it's God wants us to understand certain things. So just to recap last Sunday, when we were going through Matthew 13, we noticed there that Jesus was emphasizing that with the natural understanding, one cannot comprehend the secrets, the hidden things of the kingdom of God. It has to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. The natural mind cannot comprehend. And he said to the disciples that you are blessed because you are able to receive the secrets, the hidden things, the mysteries of my kingdom that is hidden from the others that he was referring to. And it was hidden because their hearts were hardened. It was unteachable hearts. But he said, but if they just turn to me, I'll heal them. So it's not like never going to come right. It's up to them to repent. It's up to them to have a teachable heart as God works in their lives as well. But he said very interesting up there that we must be careful how we listen and understand what he has to share with us. And he who receives, he who listens, he who takes in and understands, more will be given. And that is what we were busy looking at, the reality that it's so important for us when the Holy Spirit communicates what Jesus is saying to his family, to his body. It's so important for us to be able to receive and then to guard it, to watch over that treasure truth that he has given. And as we look now, that he's given us revelation. He's spoken to us. We've got knowledge, but we may not have understanding yet. And as we were looking at that parable, it's important that we get understanding of what the Holy Spirit has communicated to you and I. If we don't get that understanding, it gets removed, or we get a place where we're very shallow Christians and any kind of trials and tribulations, we lose that and we just got no hope and there's no fruit coming from that truth at the Holy Spirit. And so he spoke and he was sharing, be careful how you listen then, and value what you're hearing, get understanding. And the more we get understanding, that's only then that we start to have the wisdom of God. Okay, because now we know how this truth works, and so we know how to apply it. We've got wisdom now how this truth works and how to apply it in our lives. And so that's how we start. That's why the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. It's really taking and listening well what the Father says to us and getting the understanding that we need. So that will be looked. And then in the Luke portion, Luke 8, the same parable, but Jesus continues and he carries on with the parable of the lamp. And he says here that a lamp is not hidden. It's the same teaching that Jesus is giving. It's just using two different illustrations, the parable of the sower and the parable of the lamp. And like we saw there in the Luke portion there, that the Word of God is that lamp that comes into us and it shines and it reveals everything. Again, it's about revelation. So now we have the light of the Word of God that's given us revelation. See, for everything is exposed. So all the secrets of the kingdom, we are able to now understand, we are able to see. And the Word is a lamp unto my feet. So as the Holy Spirit gives us the wisdom, the insight, the knowledge, the revelation, we're getting understanding. Now we have wisdom. Now we're able to see how to walk in the kingdom of God, because the Word is a lamp. And that is what we were looking at last Sunday. But again, emphasize there that we must be careful on how we hear, receive, because if we don't guard it, we don't treasure it, we don't apply it, we don't get the wisdom and use it, that which we received gets removed from us. But he who receives and guards and looks after it, more will be given. And that's the emphasis of our Father this morning. He wants to share more of his incredible truths to you and I, so that we are able to function, we are able to live, we are able to walk here in this world in the reality of his kingdom. And this is what this morning is all about. And so there's a grace of God being released to really help us to receive truth, to be able to understand truth and allow him to minister into our lives, that he will just strengthen us so that we know how to walk in the kingdom of God, how to live in the kingdom of God, how to see the way forwards and despite everything that's happening around us. So it's a spiritual truth that the Spirit of God communicates. It's not our own human wisdom that will get this. It's the Holy Spirit revealing things of the kingdom, which is a spiritual realm, to you and I. We need to get the understanding and pray by trying, experiencing, applying it. We're going to have victories. We're going to have failures. Doesn't matter. But all the time, we're learning. We're getting understanding on how this truth works in our lives. This is why faith, we respond. We hear and now we put an action to it. That's how we get the understanding of how it works. Okay. As I shared that example, but it's any example, you get a new equipment, you might have all the knowledge, read all the directions, and you've got all the insight of information of how that works, but it's only when we start to use it, and we start to get the understanding of how it sounds like, how it works, what takes place, and then we've got understanding. The same with the spiritual truth. Okay. And so, for us to go deeper, for us to know more, there's an invitation from our Heavenly Father this morning, inviting us to say, yes, I want to go more. I want to get more revelation of how to live as your child, how to live a life that's fruitful, how to bring glory to you here on earth. And so there's an invitation going out this morning for us as a body of Christ. So in John chapter 16, and we're going to be spending a bit of time here this morning, Jesus is speaking about the Holy Spirit who will be coming when he leaves. And from John 14, he's been speaking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit will help and etc. and how the Holy Spirit makes Jesus very real to you and I, makes the Father very real, makes the kingdom very real. And so in John 16, and I'm going to read there from verse 12, and Jesus says, I have much more to say to you. Notice the emphasis again. When he spoke about the parable of the kingdom, more will be given to those who receive, to hear, to take in, to value, to guard, and entrust that which has been given. So here the disciples have been hearing, they've taken what Jesus has communicated to them, they're getting understanding, and he says, I've got much, much more. And this is our Lord saying to you and I this morning, I've got much more to share with you guys. So much more about my kingdom and my ways. So much more than what we've ever heard about and understood. And the invitation is, I want to hear, I want to know, I want to receive, I want to walk in it. I want it to be my reality. That's the invitation for us this morning. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. And I think many of us can experience this when the Holy Spirit shares revelation. Your body cannot handle it. It's like your body wants to explode. It's just so much. And so Jesus is very understanding of the human nature. It's too much for you to bear. So I'm going to share with you a little bit by little bit so that you can get strengthened by the Spirit and to receive and this has become part of your life. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you, proclaim to you, share with you, communicate with you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me. He will magnify me. He will make me known. He will put weight to who I am so that people will know who I am and who my Father is. I will bring glory. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So here we see Jesus is sharing an amazing truth to us as his family, to the body of Christ. I've got so much more. The Holy Spirit is coming and the Holy Spirit will take from what is mine. The Holy Spirit will listen what I have to say and the Holy Spirit will come and share with us here on earth everything that I want to share. And that's why Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 about this incredible wisdom of God, the secrets of the kingdom, the mind of God, that natural wisdom of man cannot comprehend, does not understand its foolishness, but the Spirit who knows the thoughts of the Father comes and communicates to you and I, spirit to spirit, so that we now have the mind of Christ Jesus. And this is what he's saying, the role of the Holy Spirit, the glorious ministry of the Holy Spirit, the glorious ministry of the New Covenant, where the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to you and I, to our spirit man, and writes his word unto our hearts. And so we see here Jesus is saying something very profound. He, the Spirit of truth, comes. Now remember when we looked at some of this, truth is not doctrine. Jesus is not doctrine. Jesus is truth. He's real. He's alive. He's a person. He's the Son of the living God. That's truth. And many times we are wanting doctrine. We're wanting a set of beliefs that a church follows and practices. And so we're after doctrine. But Jesus is not doctrine. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Word of God. That's Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus to us. And that's why doctrine can cause division, doctrine can cause all kinds of things, and it's all different human interpretations of various doctrines, and it causes a lot of problems. We're bypassing how the Holy Spirit wants to reveal Jesus, the truth, to the body of Christ and to mankind. And that's crucial, because we are not in the place where the Father is inviting us to come to know more truth, to allow the Spirit of God to take us into truth, into a doctrine. He's saying, I want to take you into the reality of who my Son Jesus Christ is, the fullness of Jesus. I want to take you into the revelation of everything that Jesus has done in His death and His resurrection. I want to take you into the reality of His glorification and the incredible authority who He is. I want to take you into the reality of in Him we live and move and have our being. I want you to experience this. I want you to know this. I want you to have wisdom on how to apply this incredible truth in your day-to-day lives here on earth, so that my kingdom comes, my will be done here as it is in heaven. So it's not an intellectual journey, although we're going to get revelation. But with the revelation, we're going to now move into getting understanding of the revelation, so that we have the wisdom of God, how it works and how we can live a life that brings Him glory. And this is why it's to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. So the Holy Spirit wants to take us into more and more of who Christ Jesus is. And as we get to know more and more who Christ Jesus is, obviously we get to know who our Heavenly Father is. And the more we know our Heavenly Father, lives get changed all the time. I think it was maybe Friday morning or Thursday evening, I can't remember. And I was in this place where I just knew the Holy Spirit was sharing with us. Our Heavenly Father wanted us to really begin to go deeper now. You see, when God spoke to me about Christ being the answer for the nation of South Africa, the depth of that, the insights to that, the power of that, the life of that is beyond my human wisdom. I need the Holy Spirit to take me on a journey, guide me into the truth of Jesus' death and resurrection. I need the Holy Spirit to take me into more of the power of the cross. I need the Holy Spirit to take me all into the power of the blood of Jesus, into His body that was broken. I need more understanding in this area so I know how to apply this in my day-to-day life. I know how to apply this in the way I pray for a nation. I know how to apply this in the way we speak to people. I need wisdom, the wisdom of God. I need the Holy Spirit to take me deeper into Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit to guide me into all truth that is found only in His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is, I just knew the Holy Spirit is not just for me, but I knew the Holy Spirit was inviting us all. We've got to the place now where it's like, there's more. And this is today's day where the Holy Spirit is saying, there is more. I've got much more to say to you, Jesus says. And I want to take you, I want to lead you, I want to guide you. I want to magnify Jesus. I want to highlight Jesus. I want to bring glory to Jesus by giving you and taking you into who He really is, that more than we've known before. So it's an amazing invitation for us today to say, yes, Lord, I want to be led in Holy Spirit. So there's a teachableness. So in that parable of the sower, we notice there that those that did not grow, where Satan came and removed the word, were the unteachable hearts. They did not have the understanding. And this is why it's so important for you and I to understand the role of being teachable, the role of, there's much more I don't know, I need to know. I want to be fruitful, Lord. You say that we who love you will obey you, and I just want to do everything, Father, that you have purpose to do through our lives. I want to say yes, teach me how to walk in your ways. And this is teachable heart, to get the understanding so we have wisdom how to apply the secrets of the kingdom in our lives. This is a life journey. I don't know, if we just look at the current status of the body of Christ worldwide and here in our town and in our lives and the people we know and our nation. We're still very shallow when it comes to truth in Jesus. We still don't know. We still don't have the wisdom of God in applying the fullness of the death and resurrection of Jesus. You still want to leave the country and find a safe place. You still want to hide. And you still want to do these things because we don't know the King of Kings. We don't know, as we've been singing, He alone is the King of Kings. We don't know that all the kingdoms of the earth, they don't know the real King of Kings. Do we as believers know Him as King of Kings? See, and this is why there's so much more for you and I. So it's a maturing process. It's a time for growth now for us as a family of God to really begin to know and experience how the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. So remember truth, as I said. So truth over here is a reality. It's a reality. Christ is a reality. He has made the Father real. He's made the Father known. He came to reveal the Father. The Holy Spirit comes to make Jesus real. So truth is a reality. It's not an illusion. It's not a deception. It's not a doctrine. And the Holy Spirit wants you and I to know how real the Father, how real Jesus is, how real the kingdom of God is. And how you begin to experience this is that the kingdom of God becomes more real to you and I than this natural earth. Then we know we're starting to know what truth is all about. How real is the kingdom versus how real is the world? How real is your problem and how real is Christ? See, maybe we all need to say, yes, Lord, I take hold of this invitation. I want to know and experience how real truth is. I don't want to play in illusions. I don't want to play in deception. I want to live in truth, in reality of your kingdom, of who you are. I want to live in the reality of in you I have my life. In you I live and have my being. I want to live in this reality and not in the deception of this world and the illusion of what truth is. And that's why, remember, Satan is the father of lies. And lies is the illusion. It's a deception. He is the father and he controls the whole world. So we have to know that as he communicates, faith comes from hearing. So as someone speaks, you start to believe. You get persuaded. And you start to believe, and now you start to apply that, whatever is said. Satan communicates through the world systems, and we could easily be deceived to believe that to be the truth. Whatever he's communicating in whatever way, and we say, yes, I must live my life according to that. That's an illusion. That's deception. That's not truth. The Holy Spirit will take us to the real truth. Okay. And this is why we need Him to guide us and to give us understanding as He leads us. And one of the wonderful things is that He does do that. I want to go to John chapter 8 quickly, just to give you the scriptures for what I've just shared over there. In John chapter 8, verse 31. Well-known scripture that we spend time with. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." And again, we see here now, he's emphasizing, don't just listen to what I'm saying, but now get the understanding so that it becomes wisdom, it becomes a lifestyle. You're holding on to my teaching. You're valuing, you're guarding you what has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit. So if you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now it's fascinating that Jesus says over here, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Many times we will quote, oh, the truth sets you free. No, if you know the truth sets you free. Not many people are living in the freedom of the truth because they just may have heard about it, but they don't know it. That's why here, understand the wisdom. You know it. Okay, so we must get to know the truth and we experience the life and the reality and the incredible power of that truth. It sets you free. What does it set us free from? What does it set us free from? So Jesus continues, they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants. We have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. This is not an illusion. This is reality. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. So he's speaking, sharing with them now what you're going to be set free. What does my truth set you free from? Is what he's sharing. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family. But a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. So here we see an incredible truth that this word of God, Christ who is truth, and the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and makes it known. This truth is so powerful. It's the truth that sets us first of all free from the power of sin. Imagine a mind set free from the power of sin. Imagine the emotions set free from the power of sin. There won't be unforgiveness. There won't be offense. There won't be hatred and all those kind of things. Because that's all because of sin. So here we see that when you start to see, Lord, when you spoke and you became real to me and I got born again, this truth of yours set me free. You set me free from sin. See, we died with him so that we, in him, the power of sin is broken. Now you and I are able to live a life to glorify him. He has set us free from sin. I don't know about you, but that's a big, big thing. Because we've got to ask ourselves, my thoughts, how much are my thoughts still contaminated by sinfulness? I need truth because truth sets my mind free. Truth sets my emotions free. Truth sets me free from all of the reality and the consequences of sin. So I can experience a freedom in Christ Jesus, what the powerful blood of Christ has done in atoning me. How is our memories? How often are we thinking about our past? And it's weighing us down and guilt and condemnation. Truth sets free. Christ has set us free. That's why, by the Spirit, we have a freedom. And he carries on and he says over here, but a slave has no permanent place in the family. So in Christ Jesus, he is truth, the Son of God has set us free. We have a permanent place in the family of God. That changes everything. All of a sudden, truth, the reality of truth, now the reality of belonging to the family of God is very real. The reality, not the illusion of church membership, the reality of being in him, the reality of belonging to him, the reality of the Father's fathering me, the reality of the Father loving me is very, very real. Truth is real. Everything else is an illusion. And the Holy Spirit takes us into the reality of being family, of being in the family of God, of knowing what it is to be fathered and loved by the Father, not church membership. You see, it's Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus, as Jesus our Lord this morning shares with us things that's going to help us to grow and to be established and rooted in Him, so that we can bring glory to the Father. We have an amazing gift, Holy Spirit. Hey. And Jesus says, it's better for me to go, so that when I go, I'm going to ask the Father, and the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit, who'll be with you forever. Not just you 12, but the millions and millions and millions of others are going to come into the kingdom. Praise God for His incredible wisdom and understanding and His love and His generosity and giving us the Holy Spirit. So we notice over here that, so the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. No half measures, eh? Oh, the finished work of Jesus, the complete work of Christ, the powerful work of the atonement. So we can start to believe. We can start to have a God faith that the Holy Spirit's ministry is to impart truth, is to share truth. So we can have a confidence in Him and a faith in Him this morning that God so loves the world. So as we pray for the unsaved, as we pray for people, as we pray, we can have a confidence that the incredible love of God that's been made known through His Son Jesus, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of their unbelief. We can have confidence. See, that unbelief that the Holy Spirit is convicting the world, it's not an illusion. It's truth. It's all about truth. The Holy Spirit is exposing what they are thinking, what they're believing against the revelation of truth, Jesus Christ. Not doctrine. Jesus. This is why it's important for us to have this God faith, to say, Lord, thank you. So when we're praying now for the unsaved and we're praying for the nations, it's not just hoping, it's knowing. Knowing the activity of the Holy Spirit who's now taking from Jesus and revealing fact, reality, to the lives of people. And all of a sudden there's hope. All of a sudden we start to realize, wow, the power of the cross of Jesus, what He has done. The Holy Spirit is revealing that. We can start to believe, start to grow, get the understanding of these things. And so we see here the reality of just how Christ has really set us free, and you will, not maybe, you will be free indeed. Just that, get understanding just on that, it's life changing. Just that sets us free from condemnation. Sets us free from so many thoughts, so many other people's opinions, so many people's plans for our lives. And all of a sudden you realize, wow, Lord, I'm in you, I'm free of all of that. I choose, lead me, Holy Spirit, into the truth found in Jesus about my life. Freedom indeed. It's not freedom, maybe. You will truly be set free. And we want to believe for our community, we want to believe for nations to experience the power of the cross of Jesus. For nations to be free indeed. Oh, impossible. Nothing's impossible for those who believe. Maybe we need to be set free from unbelief. Many, many things that we are not aware of. But when the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus' truth, we suddenly become aware of so many thoughts and so many perceptions that we have. And it's not, you're bad people. No. That's where you've been. Now I'm taking you more. That you're going to move on from that state of mind and thinking. There's so much more because you are teachable, because you have getting understanding. We're celebrating this morning in heaven. We're celebrating the fact that you are open to a place where you're wanting to know more. You're not, oh no, I've missed it. No, there's so much more that the Father wants to share with us and take us in as His children and Him wanting to father us. One more scripture in John chapter 10. See, Jesus is sharing about the wolves, the people that wanted to come and steal, rob and destroy, and just the agents of Satan, etc. But also about His incredible, the children of God. And He says over there, the man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That's profound, because all of a sudden we see some little details over here where Jesus says the Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and He will lead you or guide you into all reality of who I am. And Jesus says something profound here, that my sheep listen to me. And my sheep, and I call them by name. You and I are not just a number. You and I are not just a sheep that's got a tag. You and I, God the Father knows us by name. And He knows you and I. He knows where we are. He knows what we're thinking. He knows our understanding. He knows everything about us. And the Holy Spirit is so specific, and He will come to each and every one of us by name. And He will communicate some incredible words from our Lord Jesus Christ, which is coming from our Heavenly Father. And He will communicate that to you and I in the most amazing way. And the sheep listen. Because that's part of being a child of God, be able to hear His voice. And the sheep listen. And now what happens as we start to listen to Jesus, as we listen to the Holy Spirit now. He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. The Spirit will lead us into all truth. And when He has brought out His own, He goes on ahead of them. And His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from Him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what He was telling them. See, again, it's a spiritual truth that He's sharing with them. And He carries on in the verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to their full. And this is what today is about. Is throughout our journeys in life, the thief in one way or the other will communicate and try to steal, try to rob, try to just to bring destruction into our lives. He does not want you and I to be able to live in the reality of what it is to be a child of God. He does not want us to know the truth, the reality of Jesus Christ. And He will use philosophies, He will use education, He will use psychology, He will use advertising, He will use music, He will use entertainment area, whatever way, in order to deceive, so that we will not know. But God says, my sheep, listen. And you and I will listen. You and I will hear Him speak. You and I will have one-to-one revelation from God Himself because He knows us. We're not just a number in a big place, individual, every hair of our hair. Can you imagine in heaven for many of us are getting older, a hair loss ceremony. Oh, now the hair's gone. Yeah. But our Father is involved in every detail, and He wants to share with you and I. So you might feel, today you might be in a place, what's my tomorrow about? Where am I going? What's my future about? And that's why Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And I've come to give you life in abundance. The Holy Spirit I've given so that the Holy Spirit can take from me my life in abundance, who I am, reveal it to you, that you can receive it, you can get understanding, you can get in the wisdom of my wisdom now on how to live in this reality of abundant life that I have given to you. Amen. So we've got an exciting tomorrow. So hopefully, like me, I said goodbye to yesterday. And I said, Lord, more now. More. It's that break, it's yet this like the breakthrough stage again, where God wants to just give more so that we can get established into real truth and get clarity on how to live and bring Him glory. It's time for more fruit. Amen. Yeah. So Father, we want to thank You for the way You share with us. We want to thank You for the way You strengthen us, the way You give us just deep understanding of Your ways. We want to thank You, Holy Spirit. Your name, the Spirit of Truth, is so real. The Spirit of reality of Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, You make Jesus. You make the Father real. You make the kingdom real. And we want to thank You that as we walk with You now, the kingdom becomes more real to us than this earth realm. And we are able to have the wisdom on how to appropriate kingdom truths and secrets to enable us to be able to live a life here on this earth that is beyond human ability, that's beyond the control of the elements of the world and the systems of the world. But we are able to receive and to live in the reality of what many would speak about, the supernatural. So we thank You for that. We want to thank You for this grace of Yours, Father, that You have released upon our lives. We want to thank You that as we leave here, Your grace goes with us, empowering us to get established and to get understanding of what You have shared to each and every one of us in the most personal, one-to-one basis. And yet somehow it's all together as You share with us as Your family. So this we thank You. Lord Jesus, we're going to have, again, time just to enjoy eating with You, having a feast with You, celebrating the power of Your death and resurrection, celebrating Your glorification and who You are, the reality that we've been raised and seated with You, and we can eat together this feast in Your kingdom, and we want to thank You. And we ask as we eat together, we receive all the miraculous works we receive from You, the manifestation of Your kingdom in our lives, whatever that may be. And You know, and every one of us will come up and say, yes, Lord, thank You for that. And there's the desires of the heart. There's the dreams that's within us. There's the thoughts and the questions that are within us. And for some, Lord God, we want to just ask this morning will be a special time when we think of Des and Esme and Mom this morning and the family that has the loss of the husband and the father and the father-in-law and the grandfather, that they will experience today in a divine encounter with You, Father, that today will be a day where You'll open up the heaven realms to them to see the joy, to see the celebration, to hear the trumpets sounding, to hear the music in heaven of the great celebrations, because another saint, another child of Yours, Father, has left this earth, has run the race, and has come to You. And we want to thank You for just the open heavens of receiving and the joy that all of us experience when we move from this earth realm and we enter into this incredible eternal kingdom, this reality of the spiritual realm that is so, so real. And we thank you. So Jesus, honor you. Let's eat together with you. We give you the praise and glory this morning. Amen. Amen.